The perfidious members of the Federal Reserve have moved to subvert economic growth with their progressive-style attempts to manage our economy. Wednesday's quarter-point increase from 2.25% to 2.5% lifted the Fed's benchmark rate to its highest point since 2008. It'll mean higher borrowing costs for many consumers and businesses, reported the AP. Inflation's a terrible thing, but only when inflation is caused by government manipulation of an economy. You know, the things the Fed does. Natural inflation does not reduce the value of our money. It simply pushes prices upwards in sectors where demand is strong and the market reacts in billions of individual transactions to balance such with changes in behavior and innovation. Government-induced inflation raises prices not through market demand, but by lessening the value of the currency. It's an invidious tax on everyone. U.S. inflation's very low, running well under 2%, and appears mostly to be the result of actual economic growth. The idea we need to slam the brakes on natural growth, growth that isn't even at a comfortable 5% per year, is absurd. The Fed's action is perfidious and can easily be seen as designed to hurt economic growth for political reasons. Markets cannot be well managed by progressive mandarins any more than you giving up styrofoam can stop the climate warming that's consistently been underway since the last ice age over 11,700 years ago. Like most things created to remove politics from political bodies, the Federal Reserve simply engages in political action behind a pretend veil of nonpartisanship. It's a veil that the informed can plainly see through. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.